Thank you and good morning. It was damaged by an earthquake in 2010, and since then it's been the site of a slip-out of nearly 5 feet wide, stretching for more than 25 feet, and now the county wants the roadway repaired. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and it will advertise the repair project from a toll road, now that federal emergency relief funds have been made available. The estimated cost to repair the damage is just above $522,000, with the federal government handling 88% of the cost, and the county on the hook for the rest, about $62,000. The board will also note the retirement of David Stockton as the executive director of the Visitor Center in Humboldt-Redwood State Park after 15 years in the position. The board is also expected to approve a letter of support for Assembly Bill 211 that would require CAL FIRE and the State Board of Forestry to provide an annual report itemizing expenses for how the money from the fire fees at state responsibility areas are spent. State fire fees impact rural residents, and the bill is supported by the Rural County Representatives of California. The supervisors are also expected to approve a contract between the county and Voltaire Aviation for an analysis of the county airport and its operation. The cost will come to about $53,000 paid from the aviation fund and a transfer of $3,000 from the general fund. And the board will add local education to its list of interests at today's meeting if, as expected, the supervisors issue a letter of support for the tenure-track position for the Range and Soils program at Humboldt State University. Noting that soil quality and rangeland ecology is of great importance to the community, the supervisors have asked HSU administrators to make the program a priority. The Fortuna Police Department announced it has hired two new officers, and both men are local high school graduates who graduated from the Redwoods Police Academy and were hired earlier this month. Officers Jeremy Solom, a McKinleyville High graduate, and Nate Hamilton, who graduated from Fortuna High, are in the department's field training program. Chief Bill Doberstein has aimed for increased staffing with the passage of Measure E that raised the sales tax in the city by 0.75 cents. The California Highway Patrol has identified the victim in a fatal single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 on Sunday afternoon as 45-year-old Roseburg, Oregon man Johnny Evanson. He was behind the wheel and, according to witnesses, driving at a high rate of speed and erratically at just after noon on Sunday when he lost control of the car near Tompkins Hill Road and hit a guardrail. Evanson suffered fatal injuries and died at the scene. Officials with California State Parks are asking for the public's help in identifying the vandals responsible for damage to the lawn area at the entrance to Fort Humboldt State Park. The damage was inflicted after someone drove their vehicle onto the grass between Saturday and Sunday and then did donuts, leaving the area chewed up. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Members of the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a Rio Del residence on First Street last week as part of an ongoing narcotics investigation. Deputies contacted 54-year-old Jeffrey Newell at the residence, along with 25-year-old Samantha Jacobson. A search of the house turned up meth, heroin paraphernalia, scales, and packaging materials, as well as loaded firearms, and Newell was arrested and booked on firearms and drug charges. Jacobson was nabbed on a warrant and booked into jail as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county has held a series of three public meetings as part of the annual budget review and traveling roadshow that allows for the public to weigh in on the budget process and add their priorities for spending to the discussion. This year, the crowds were much larger than normal because the meetings also considered how the revenue from Measure S, the county marijuana tax, would be spent. District Attorney Maggie Fleming attended all three meetings and said she gleaned a lot of useful suggestions and noted that residents from rural areas were on hand to present their concerns and to remind officials that the bulk of the tax money will come from rural areas.
A lot of concerns about road conditions, the impact on our rural population, and how we can better serve people in our remote areas. And in fact, Bembo, one of the issues they raised was given the fact that a significant portion of the tax will be coming from some of the more rural areas, shouldn't it be used to perhaps assist roads in those areas?
Roads, more public safety and county services, as well as concerns about those growers who refuse to register, were at the top of the list, as well as environmental impacts from illegal grows.
the number of people who said we really need to do a better job when it comes to environmental cleanup. And something that everybody understands is, you know, law enforcement can go through and remove the plants and remove some of the larger, you know, the generators or things like that. But then the structures are there and some of those other pieces remain, and those remain an environmental issue.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.